Good morning, July 3rd, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. A few themes stand out today, including opioid settlement spending in rural Kentucky and a federal move to temporarily ban the kratom-related compound, 7-OH. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. To start with news coverage, SACB reports that opioid settlement money is paying for services to battle addiction in rural Whitesburg, Kentucky. In Illinois, the Chicago Tribune reports that a planned addiction recovery horse ranch in Crete has received $2 million from the state. At the national level, The Hill reports that the DEA is moving to temporarily ban the opioid-like kratom compound, 7-OH. A related signal comes from Filter, which argues that 7-OH and cyclorphine fit Schedule 1 criteria, and frames that claim in a broader critique of how new drugs are scheduled. Also in national coverage, Recovery Review has published an interview with Robert DuPont, MD. In the Social Pulse, one innovation post highlights access on the ground. The Howard County Health Department in Maryland has installed two outdoor vending machines that provide free 24/7 access to naloxone and other overdose prevention supplies without requiring users to interact with staff. That kind of around-the-clock access can matter most when people need supplies outside clinic hours. Another post from The Loop in the UK says it will be drug checking in Camden this Saturday. The post says the process includes surrendering a substance, sharing what the person thinks it is and information about their drug use, then lab tests, including a test for synthetic opioids, with results after about 1 hour. Shifting from service delivery to public messaging, one opposition post on X from LAPD Carranza points to the official counsel biography of CD1 Los Angeles and says she supports harm reduction programs and alternatives to incarceration. The Post argues that those policies attract more open drug use and worsen public safety conditions. This is a useful example of how opposition messaging is linking harm reduction to public order concerns. In research, one study in Harm Reduction Journal looks at harm reduction as a strategy for survivors of sex trafficking who use substances, under the title, "People Are Going to Do Drugs." Another study in the Journal of Substance Use and Addiction Treatment examines how services offered within opioid treatment programs vary based on state methadone policies. That is one to watch if you track how state rules shape what treatment programs can practically offer. A third paper, in the Journal of Public Health Management and Practice, reports on the implementation and outcomes of 9 deflection teams in Ohio. On the policy front, Vermont has enacted a measure relating to miscellaneous cannabis amendments. At the local level, Columbus, Ohio has Ordinance 1952-2026 covering removal, safe storage, and hygiene initiatives for the city's unsheltered population, and authorizing the appropriation of $107,500. In funding, there are 3 current opportunities to note. The Health Resources and Services Administration has the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program, or R-Corp, impact opportunity, with a deadline of July 8, 2026. HRSA also has the R-Corp planning opportunity, also due on July 8, 2026. If July 8th is relevant for your organization, that window is coming up soon. There is also HRSA's Screening and Treatment for Maternal Mental Health and Substance Use Disorders opportunity, with a deadline of July 17, 2026.
For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Those funding dates are the immediate action points to keep in view over the next 2 weeks. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.